Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. I can see that my YouTube friends on Sons of Liberty Media or Before It's News, my faithful friends, thank you for sticking with me for Hour 2. I also want to thank you to the 117 cities across the United States of America that are listening to me now, and as well as broadcasting into 53 countries who have made us the number one and number two show on Genesis Communication out of 80-some different show affiliates. So we appreciate your trust. Thank you for making us number one and number two. If you want to call us in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, again, friends, I want to get back to this. I want to get back to part two now because I promised I would stick to the plan. Okay, I was just talking about time to hold government individuals, agencies accountable for those killed, injured during shootings in gun-free zones, okay? And then I quoted Victor Hugo, who had said, "Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness." That's right, folks. My goodness. Why do people kill? I mean, outside of Hollywood, outside of what the Supreme Court calls freedom of speech, folks, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. I don't have a right. No law gives me the right to do the wrong thing. The law only gives me a right from God to do the right thing, period. And if I transgress that, that's called sin. 1 John 3:4. Okay? Folks, when you look at the darkness, look where it's derived from. Who's teaching people how to kill more than Hollywood? And they call that freedom of speech. You know what? I got a show here. I'm going to do it on Monday. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do it on Monday. It's what was allowed and what was not allowed in a movie in the United States of America. Up until 1968, it used to be the churches that vetted all movies before they were released on the population. Up until 1968, they said, okay, we don't want to do this anymore. The church, again, fails to be the light of the world, fails to reprove darkness. They give it over to a world system, and look what the world does. Now they have people, now they're educating people as to how to do what you want to do and violate God's moral law rather than what the church was supposed to do and used to do all the way up until 1968. This is, again, craziness. I mean, you have a government, along with Hollywood, that promotes murder with the use of the weapon, the gun. They teach people how to do it. Not just that, but speaking in specificity and specifics, friends. And then when a crime's committed, they want to blame the gun rather than the person that committed the crime. That's ridiculous. Or the manufacturer, that's taken another step outside of ridiculous, friends. And if that doesn't define arbitrary and lunatic, I don't know what it defines. It's illegal. How about that? Okay? Folks, when you look at the darkness that has been advocated and implemented upon Americans by corruption in our government, Hollywood, so on and so forth, again, it's only a reflection of what we tolerate. There's no question who the responsible party is and why they must be held for responsible for their crimes against we the people. I want to ask the American people something real quick before I change topics. Why is it so far out of scope? Why is it so far out of your thought process? Why is it so far out of your minds, friends, out of sight and out of mind, to hold corruption in representative positions in government today accountable for their crimes against we the people? Folks, the consequence is doubly hard. Listen to this. Carefully. This is law. It's time to hold governments and individuals and agencies accountable for those killed and injured during shootings in gun-free zones. Why? Deuteronomy 19:19. I end this part, this topic, with this scripture. Then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother. So shalt thou put evil from among you. Folks, it's time to put the evil from among us. You have a government that's trying to strip you of your God-given rights, going so far to now attempt to blame gun manufacturers for the crimes of a criminal that didn't obey the law. Did you hear what I said? You're to do to them what they meant to do to you. They mean to disarm you. They mean to strip you of your God-given rights. They mean to expose you to criminal elements at large. They do not have a right in doing so. And the level of hypocrisy is second to none. When you go to New York City, I was just there last month, you go to the United Nations building, right in the front they have a gun with it's snub tied in a knot. Right? In other words, they're anti-gunners. You walk inside the front door, guess what's there? Armed guards. Ah, my goodness, folks. It's right in front of our faces. It's time to wake up. It really is time to wake up. So, enough of that. Bradley, what about that he knew the truth and never said a word? You ready for this? Just got this last night. Folks, I'm not the kind of guy that can just sit down and start writing stuff. I have to be inspired to do the writing. If I'm not inspired, I can't write. I guess I'm not that gifted. Forgive me. Folks, I was in this band for 3 years with him, and he never said a word to me. I was in this band for 3 years with him, and he never said a word to me. I got a question for you. Is that love? No way. No, but this is the silence of the American people. Folks, you know what? I see it all day long. And I can't, before the Lord, I cannot stand people like this. They will sit there, especially like an example. You go inside of a store, somebody sees somebody doing something wrong, like stealing, and they all the well know that this individual is stealing. I remember, as a matter of fact, I was at a strip mall in Elbertville, Minnesota. This was a couple years ago, and this is what just comes to my aid right now. And I remember when I was there, I remember seeing a guy that had his bag wide open. He walked into a children's store because we were getting some clothes from one of my boys. And I seen what he was doing. And it's I just thank God for discernment, the gifts of the Holy Ghost, let me tell you. Because I was just instantly pulled to him. I turned around, looked at him. I walked over to the lady right at the counter, which was right in front of me. I think she was like two steps from me. I said, I just want to let you know that guy he's loading his bag up with socks and clothes. I said, if you want me to go deal with them, I'll go deal with them right now. And there was a cop that just happened to be right behind me. Okay, he was out of uniform. And my brother used to be a PT cop in Minnesota, a part-time cop. And all of a sudden, she said to me, it doesn't do any good. She said that because when the cops come here anyways, they just let them go. So they're encouraged to commit crimes. They're encouraged to steal. You know what's worse than that is all the people that were in the store watching him steal that just turned their heads and acted like he wasn't stealing. I mean, that's why would you do that? You see it all day long. We have an obligation to look out for each other.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, Wisconsin. ChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Getting a lot of comments on live chat, top chat. Appreciate you guys. Thank you for your insight and your input. Wanted to get back to this. You know, it's interesting, just for the record here, there's a video out there. Someone just sent this to me. It's Rudy Giuliani in drag queen. He's dressed as a drag queen. He would get in a car during the gay pride parades, for those that didn't know. And it's readily accessible. You can easily find it online. But it's a video of Rudy dressed up as a woman in drag smooching with Donald Trump. So I just posted it, you know, and I just thought, isn't that cute? Of course, I'm being facetious, and I'm totally offended by it, right? And I knew it was going to come back. We're going to get some Trump worshiper, you know, who hears no evil and sees no evil. And he posted a little Trump 2020, the sequel. It says, making liberals cry again. I mean, folks, you want to know why you're in trouble? It's because of what you call the right. Because if the right was really doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. Right? So what I said back to him is, I said, you're pathetic, man. I said, you're really pathetic. I said, you call it a joke? He said that you can't take a comedy skit. Let me ask you something. Are the drag queens that are going into libraries to, you know, the 4 and 5 and 6 kids that actually show up to watch their criminal activities, because criminal activity is, for instance, it's a felony? They're pedophiles, and they're being found out to be pedophiles. Is that a joke? That the government's looking the other way concerning these men that are dressing up as women and undressing in front of children in libraries today? No, it's a crime. It's a felony in every state. But he said, well, you just can't understand a comedy skit. And it takes it as fact. No, folks, it's not a joke. If you remember right, that's how they ushered the whole sodomite agenda into America in the first place. Remember, it was always a joke? Remember Three's Company? It was always gay jokes. They were funny gay jokes. It wasn't funny, and there's a reason it's a felony. You should have seen what our forefathers used to do with sodomites. Again, the Lord calls it an abomination. So going back to Giuliani dressed up as a drag queen here, easily accessible, all you Trump worshipers, trying to justify everything he does. Donald Trump's right there smooching his neck concerning Rudy Giuliani dressed up as a drag. Scripture tells us in Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Now, how do you justify that? And isn't it interesting? They try to stick up for his sin. I want to tell you why. Because if you're not preaching out against sin, it's because you yourself are guilty of it. Period. And they're not Christians. Because if they were really Christians, they would have been repentant of the very things that they think are cute and funny now. Okay? But they're not. 2 Corinthians 7:10. Read it when you get a moment. I want to get back to the topic here, friends. He knew the truth and never said a word to me. Just talking about going into a store and how people just don't look out for each other. They know the truth, but they don't stand up for the truth. They see someone committing a crime, they turn their head and act like it has nothing to do with them. Folks, this is not love. This is not a society filled with love. The Bible says that the love of many waxeth cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. They allow lawless people to do the things that they do. Matter of fact, the Bible says those that forsake the law praise the wicked. But those that keep the law, such as contend with them, that's why I'm on the radio, friends. There you have it. So he knew the truth and never said a word. This will correlate with my conversation in a moment. I was in a band for 3 years with this guy, and he never said a word to me. Now, some time ago, I took the time to bring to the light the Christian music scene, a lack thereof, by the way, in America, and how it lacks Christ in its profession. Folks, when I give you these scriptural references, read them. There's a reason I'm telling you them, okay, because it lines up with what I'm saying. Read 1 John 5:9, okay? The Bible says that the witness of God is greater than the witness of man. And I also want to tell you, which coincides with something that I said yesterday and the day before, never let a man tell you that you're saved, because it's not his job to tell you you're saved. It's the Holy Ghost's job to bear witness to the truth, not him. He has no business telling you that you're saved. Matter of fact, the Bible says that we're to examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith every day. These are the same people that are telling you to never question your faith. Oh, I'm telling you, question your faith. You better question your faith. The Bible says that we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Fear why? That word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. I want to stand upright before you, King David said, because I want to walk in the light of thy countenance. At the end of the day, that I might walk in holiness, right? Remember, be ye holy as I'm holy. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord, right? Blessed are the pure in heart. We want to be pure. That's the work of the Holy Ghost. But keep in mind, holiness is the flower, not the root. Just so you know. Just so you know. 1 John 2:4, one of my favorite scriptures. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. I just highlighted celebrity conversions that just don't line up with Scripture. Alice Cooper, Kanye West, Brian Head Welsh, Bono from YouTube, Bob Dylan. The list goes on, friends. How many people call themselves Christians and it doesn't line up with Scripture? But those that are led to believe that they're Christians, if they really knew what the Word of God said, they would know the difference. Just like how many Americans in this country can't even make distinction between what the Constitution says and how these politicians act. If people knew the Constitution, they would see that they're a bunch of frauds in Washington. They're a bunch of frauds in the local state capitals in so many different ways that are advocating that which counters law. I said earlier during the first hour, friends, that there's a political language that's created for the very purpose of making lies sound truthful. Folks, the Constitution in the Word of God, the Constitution is foreign to people when I give it to them concerning the crimes of those in D.C. Just like the Word of God is foreign to those that profess to be Christians because they don't know the Word of God, when I show them the sins of professed Christians today and false converts. If you knew the Word of God, you would know the counterfeit. Like I said, friends, the FBI, when they train their agents to detect, good FBI agents, train their agents to detect counterfeit bills, they don't give them the counterfeit bills to study. They give them the real ones to study so they can identify the counterfeits. That's right. Read the Word. Read the Constitution, and you're going to be on my side because I'm for the law. I'm a Christocrat, man, period, who fulfilled the law. Romans 3:31, right? But I just highlighted celebrity conversions that don't line up with Scripture, folks. I did a whole show on them, exposing their fraud. They're do-gooders. Listen, folks, good ideas aren't always God's ideas. And they want to convince everybody that they're saved, but yet they go back to their own sinful lifestyles. And then they're taught by another hireling, John 10:12, that teaches them, listen, never question your salvation. Man, once saved, always saved. Really? Whoa! I need to see that one, man. Once saved, always saved, huh? Oh, my goodness. Really? I wonder how many people thought Judas was saved, right? How many people thought he was a real Christian, right? He was appointed by God to be the son of perdition. Right? We're to judge righteously. Going over to Hebrews 6. If they fall away, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Whoa! That doesn't line up with what they're saying, does it? Let me go over to Hebrews 10. That was Hebrews 8, or 6, by the way. Hebrews 10, let me go down to verse 26. What does that say right there? For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Whoa. What did man say and what does Scripture say? Who's right? Man, fallen man, or the infallible, immutable Word of God? For God is not a man that he should lie. Oh, wait a second. Man's a liar to say that once saved, always saved. Hey, let me ask you something. Who told you that? Because you won't find that in Scripture. You won't find that in Scripture. Just for the record. Man, people. The way you see those stickers that say question authority concerning government... Question what you're being taught from the hirelings in the pulpits in America today. They're the ones that are advocating for the darkness in which is becoming in America. So, with that said, you can read that on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Celebrity conversions that just don't line up with Scripture, Bradley Dean. And then what I did is I also brought forth information exposing the sodomites and lesbians in the Christian music scene, right, a lack thereof, that were fiendly pretending to be what they clearly are not when it comes to their professions. So when I come back, that's what I'm going to hit over the next two segments. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Offering his own take on five long days of public hearings, President Donald Trump brushed off the impeachment inquiry as total nonsense and badmouthed a number of U.S. diplomats who testified to Congress about his Ukraine pressure campaign. In one breath, Trump said House Democrats looked like fools during the hearings on Capitol Hill. In another, he offered a window into his political strategy ahead of an expected House vote to impeach him. Trump had this to say about how the hearings have been going.
We had a tremendous week with the hoax, you know, the great hoax. They call it the impeachment hoax. and that's really worked out incredibly well, and we have tremendous support. I don't think I've ever seen support in the Republican Party like we do right now.
In a 57-minute animated phone interview on Fox and Friends, Trump said he did not expect to be impeached. But he added, if the House did vote to impeach him, he would welcome a trial in the Republican-led Senate. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just wanted to make clear, I'm just going back and forth with some of my top chat friends, and I'm talking to my friend. Let's not make light of sin, okay? If we're saved from sin, then we know what we're saved for. And the Bible says we put off all old things, right? And we put on the new man. All things old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus. Right, we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Here, it's been said like this: they say that when a man, a form of torture, during the times of Paul, the man that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, he said a form of torture was to take a dead man and to wrap him for a week to a living man. And in so many different ways, it's like that on a daily basis with Christians, because it's like you're carrying around the old dead man. Yes, it's there. The carnal nature's there. The Adamic nature's there. Yes, it's always going to be there. And yes, it resurrects when you think it's dead. Just keep in mind, always keep your eyes on the Judases within, because they're always there. Yes. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Yes, but we don't give way to him. Read 1 Corinthians 9:27. Paul said he considered himself a castaway to give himself back over to the works of the flesh. Okay? If he's born of the Spirit, he's going to do the things of the Spirit. When Paul said, I do those things that I don't want to do and the things that I don't want to do, I do do. Just keep in mind that he didn't give himself over to it. Okay? I'm going to go over to Romans 7 real quick because I want to answer this. And I know that many other people might be having the same thoughts, but let's stick to the scriptures and you'll understand, okay? We adhere to our faith in Christ to overcome, okay? Paul said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I want to give you grace, okay? Remember, grace in John 8 is to go and sin no more, just so you know. Okay? And it also tells us in 1 John 3:6, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not, whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Okay, we're talking about, let me make clear, willful sin. We're talking about willful sin here, friends. Okay, when I know what I shouldn't be doing and I go do it again, the Bible says there's no longer a sacrifice for it. Hebrews 9:26. Now, let me go back to this. The Bible also says that Jesus Christ was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. I just want to make clear that we are not to go back and play with sin. It reminds me of two women that were in Mexico. And while they were in Mexico, they pulled over because they seen a little chihuahua, a wet chihuahua on the side of the road. And it needed to be nurtured. And so what they did is they stopped, they pulled over, they picked up the little dog, and they put it inside of their trunk, and they drove it back across the line back into the United States of America. And what they did is they took the little wet chihuahua, they brought him into their home and put him in their bed and put him up on the bed. And they nurtured the little wet chihuahua back to health. And there came a time where they had to bring it to a veterinarian to see if it needed some sort of shot or whatever the case might be. That's when they found out that that little wet chihuahua was not a little wet chihuahua, but it was a rabies-infested rat that looked like a wet chihuahua. So it is with sin, folks. So it is with sin. Let's not take lightly because something looks innocent, like it's something to be, well, like a puppy to be played with, when in fact it's a rabies-infested rat that's out to get you, and you just don't know it. So we need to think about what's in front of us. Okay? And Jesus didn't come to fraternize. He didn't come to debate. He didn't play the diplomats, folks, with the enemy. No. He manifested himself to destroy the works of the devil, period. Okay? Period. How do we win the race? Okay? When that old nature comes up, you got to feed the spirit man. Okay? Just like the old analogy that I gave you, friends, there's two dogs, you put them in the ring, which one's going to win? The one that you feed the most. Which one's going to win the fight till the death? The one that you feed the most. Stay in the Word of God and you will overcome in Jesus Christ, just like that of Paul. O wretched man that I am, Romans 7:24, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? 7:25, Romans, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so then with my mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. He adheres to the Word of God. He adheres to the Word of God, even to the death of himself. By the way, that is the cross. Okay? It's no longer that I live, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20, in the book of Philippians it says, for to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Right? John the Baptist said in the book of John, I must decrease that he might increase. D.L. Moody said it this. He said it this way, and I got to get back to my topic. Okay? He said, if the Bible, this is the famous Chicago preacher from the 1800s, D.L. Moody, he said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. Why? Because it's not the will of the flesh, but the will of the Spirit. Okay? It's not the will of the flesh, but it's the will of the Spirit. And until I'm dead to myself and alive to Christ, I'm not going to know the will of God. Read Romans 6. Boy, I love that train of thought, and I can stick on it, friends. I can roll with this for the next couple hours. Read Romans 6. Read Romans 6. He knew the truth and he said nothing. I just highlighted the fact that, friends, I talked about celebrity conversions this last week that don't line up with Scripture. I also brought forth information exposing the sodomites and lesbians in the Christian music scene, as they call it, that were fiendly, false covering, pretending to be, under false pretenses, to be what they clearly are not when it comes to their profession. I wrote, maybe this explains why we've had several professing Christian artists, as they call themselves, in the Christian scene, homosexuals and lesbians that have come out of the closet, as they say, such as Jennifer Knapp, Dan Hazelton, Vicky Beeching, Marcia Stevens, Ray Bolts. It goes on and on and on. They've been in the Christian scene for decades. And then they came out of the closet about 2000 when the CIA-controlled media actually began to advocate that the sodomites come out of the closet and attack heterosexuals. Because that's what they've been doing, friends. Folks, these professed Christians have been deceiving professed Christians and professed Christian audiences because they don't know the difference to their own demise. All the while, Scripture clearly condemns this abomination in the sight of God and man. Leviticus 18:22 tells us that no man, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It's an abomination. That's what Scripture tells us. Okay? I mean, folks, these are professed believers that don't believe, James 1:22, who are worse than atheists. And by the way, as Chesterton said, he's right. If there was no God, there would be no atheist. You want to know how you confuse an atheist? Ask him where he came from. You want to know how you confuse an atheist? Ask him what reference he makes to right and wrong. Conversation's over. He's done. Okay? Charles Hayden Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said, "Avow atheists are not a tenth as dangerous as those preachers who scatter doubt and stab at faith." He's exactly right. Who's stabbing at faith more than the pulpits in America today? Nobody's more dangerous than them devils, are they? Nope, they're not. Now listen, if those that lay claim to their Christianity do not lead their hearers to repentance, it is because they are not repentant. 2 Corinthians 7:10. In other words, if they don't preach out against sin, it's because they're guilty of sin. Okay? Again, my big brother, who's now a cloud of the witness, he is known for saying that if you ever want to know why a man doesn't serve God, just follow him home. That's right. That's exactly right. And these are the same people that refuse to hear the Word of God. The only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. And it falls back on those that argue against that holy Bible. Okay? I also took the time to show that the Bible teaches us to make distinction between right and wrong. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, Ezekiel 44, 23. Okay? It's all in Scripture. That's why I'm giving you these references. It teaches us that there's wheat and there's tares, Matthew 13, 24 through 30. It teaches us that there's sheep and there's goats, Matthew 25, 31 through 46. Make the distinction, friends. It teaches us that there are the righteous and the unrighteous, 2 Corinthians 6:14, so on and so forth. So in making this point clear, just because someone calls themselves a Christian doesn't make it so. Hey folks, if I'm here to challenge your faith, you should be thanking me that I'm doing it. If you're angry with me, you better question your salvation. If you're not challenged by my message on a daily basis, one of the greatest compliments I've ever had, and I'll never forget it, and she's no longer here with us. Sad to say, I really liked her. She was a part of my high school assembly team in the early 2000s. And I remember when she said, "Bradley, every time we come to church," she said, "I have to go home and I have to seek the word out for myself." I said, "That's my job. I'm driving you to the cross. I'm driving you to the cross of Jesus Christ." Yes, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Because Bradley Dean, friends, is not here giving his opinion. Now, this isn't the conservatives of the day. This isn't the professed Christians in the pulpit, the hirelings, that are rolling with the spirit of the world, rolling with the flow. No, that's not what we do here. It is written, that's what we stick to. It is established, that's what we stick to, friends. It's tried and true. Okay? We keep our feet on the rock of ages here. The Bible tells us in Ezekiel 44, 23, "And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean." Is that what these professed Christian scene artists are doing today? Absolutely not. They're deceivers. They're a bunch of Judases to the Christ they profess to be serving. Again, remember, friends, Judas was called a disciple, just like in the natural. Benedict Arnold was called a patriot. He sold out West Point. It's the same. By the way, you're Benedict Arnold's, man. Your cup overfloweth in your said government today in a major way. Judas was called a disciple in Matthew 10:4. But was he a Christian? No, he was not. He was the son of perdition, son of destruction. You know when Jesus said, "Straight and narrow and difficult is the way that leadeth to life," and he said, "Few be there that find it." You know what few means? It means few. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud to supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I love it. This is why I thank God for my, listen, you want to call in, great. But I got Top Chat friends, man. I got a friend over there that just knocked it out of the park. And I'm sitting here watching these live chat. We're sparking up conversations, right? And we were just talking about how Scripture says that Jesus came to manifest himself to destroy the devil, the works of the devil, right? He didn't come to compromise. He didn't come to play the diplomat, seduction in another guise. And real grace tells us, as it does in John 8, go and sin no more. You know, you study out the generals of God a century ago, they don't talk the way that professed Christians talk today. They knew that it was a given to denounce the works of darkness, to denounce the works of the flesh, to denounce sin. It was unacceptable in Christian community. Now people look for excuses as to why they do sin. And it shows you where their hearts are at. If they're not convicted for it and they repent of it, it's because they want to. That's what their hearts are attached to. But I gotta say this. We have, now, I'm talking to two friends here. Now, I want to say to my man friend online right now, Diana's got you, man. She got you. Because my guy friend came back and said, listen, you know, if I steal, does that mean that I get killed for stealing? And my girlfriend came back and said, well, there was two thieves that were, well, one was a murderer, different, and there's actually different accounts through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but one reference says that there was a murderer and a thief, and one says that there is two thieves, okay? But she said, well, you know what? There was two thieves on each side of Christ. They were crucified for theft. Folks, it just shows you how Americans have been taught to show disregard for the law. When you read Deuteronomy 22, if someone steals, they're supposed to restore fourfold. Okay? Now what do they do? As I said earlier at the beginning of the show, friends, hey, now Americans just turn their heads, and if the cops catch them for stealing, guess what? The cops just let them go. They add strength to the criminal. And yet these people that are trying to justify their sin, they're the same people that condemn those kind of people that steal. They condemn the cops for just slapping their hands, but now they want us to slap their hands when they're guilty of it. See, that's what a hypocrite is, guys. We are to detest what put Christ on the cross. All of it. And what put Christ on the cross? Our sin. He bled Calvary as the propitiation of the sins of the world to wash us from our sin, not all of our sin. I mean, how many people have a dad that say, you know what, I just want you to obey me in part? You would look at your dad and say, what do you mean just obey you in part? No. The Lord didn't say, obey me in part. He said, you'll find me when you seek me with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Okay? And there's so many people that call themselves, again, Christians, that try to excuse their sin and say, well, you know what? I did my best over here, but I failed over here. That's not a good dad that allows that. No. If you look at the way the Lord said it, He said, be thou perfect and walk before me. We're to be perfect as our Heavenly Father. Now, are we perfect? No, we're saved by grace through faith. But I'll tell you what, His standard shows us how crooked we are. But the grace of Jesus Christ comes in and straightens us out to live accordingly. Right? To arise to the level of expectation by His grace, by the power of the Holy Ghost. If we love Jesus Christ, we hate sin. The nails that put Christ on the cross are the great sin killers. It was our sin that put him there. If we're sorry, which is repentance, which is a turn of mind, if I'm sorry for putting him up on that cross, friends, guess what? I'm not going to turn around and revisit my sin that put him up on the cross in the first place. My goodness, are you really sorry? No, you're not. All of it. Take it all. And give it to the Christ. Go to the cross. Repent of it all. Not in part. The Lord doesn't demand partial obedience. I mean, what kind of a God would He be if He said, well, it's okay that you do that and that and that, that, but you better obey me over here. That's not giving your heart. Hey, you know what? I'm married to my wife. I've been married to her for 20 some years now. It's okay that I cheat every once in a while. It's okay that I look at other women. It's okay that I lust after them. No, my walk's before God, not before my wife. My walk's before God and then before my wife. And the Bible says all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. He beholds the good and the evil. We're to give an account for every idle word and every idle thought. Just think about it. That's how severe and thorough judgment's going to be. Let me tell you, here, let me say this. Because I mean this to bring forth reclamation, not to push him away. The man that's ready for judgment, the judgment day, is the man that doesn't make excuses for his sin and why he stays in his sin, but the man that longs to be freed from his sin cries out against his heart just like Paul did. And he desires to be freed from all of his sin. That's the man that's ready for judgment day. Not the one that tries to find excuses as to why he does the things that he does. First of all, what those people do is they're telling you that they're guilty of sin. Well then, guess what? Go back to the cross. Go back to the cross. Now I gotta make clear of this, friends. I got about 4 minutes. And we are talking about he knew the truth and he never said anything to me. And I went throughout the week, friends, the message about, you know, Lauren Daigle and how she said that she loved homosexuals. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, she loves homosexuals more than she loves the Word of God, yet she professes to be a Christian. But the question that I have is, how is she a Christian if she doesn't first love God with her whole heart, mind, soul, and strength? That's the first. The second is, namely, like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And if you go over to, that's Matthew 22:37, and if you go over to 1 John 5:2, what does it say there? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. So what she's talking about is her love for her homosexual friends by withholding the Word of God from them that might drive them to godly repentance, John 16, that they might be saved. What she's doing, friends, is equivalent in Scripture to hate, not love. Okay, and this is why the world is taking on the truth as being hate. Jesus said, you're going to be hated for all men, or by all men for my name's sake. Why? Because of people like this. That's why. I highlighted a Christian singer, as she calls herself, Lauren Daigle. She was asked whether homosexuality was a sin. She replied, I cannot honestly answer that. Okay. You know, the Bible says, Jesus, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. She calls herself a Christian, yet she doesn't know the doctrine of Christ. Common sense, right? Yet because Lauren claims to be a Christian, like so many, like a majority of Americans in this country profess, we're just supposed to merely take them for their word. Again, no, we're not. Scripture warns, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Matthew 24, verse 4. I'm a Christian. No, be not deceived, Jesus said. Prove them. Know them by their fruits. I mean, doesn't the Bible say, he that saith he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked, Jesus walked? Did Jesus approve? Nope. He condemned. Okay? If you think Jesus came into the world to tell the world that everything was okay, you better read the Bible again, because the message, again, was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3, 2. Okay? Folks, one is not to walk how their favorite celebrities walk. We are to keep our eyes fixed on him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. John 14, 6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Hebrews 12, 2, he's the author and the finisher of my faith. Again, Lauren Daigle said, I have too many people that I love that are homosexuals, but she's withholding the word of God from them that they might repent, which shows you that she's not repentant. Okay, she loves them more than the God she claims to serve, to withhold the word that the Lord commanded, Matthew 28, 19 through 20, that she failed to preach to those who are lost. Friends, that's hate, not love. Luke 24, 47, what does it say? At that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Okay? Also read Leviticus 19, 17. Now, I want to get to this in ending. Okay? This all reminds me of when I was in a band that toured the United States. I was in the most broken state of my life. I was convicted of my sin at every given turn and self-condemned. I was praying under my breath, asking the Lord to show himself strong, 2 Chronicles 16:9, and answering my prayers. I wanted to know the God of David because nothing else would suffice. It was interesting to find out a couple of years later when the Lord answered me exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think, that the bass player in the band that I was touring in just happened to grow up as a pastor's kid, and he never said a word about me or about the Lord to me. Not a word. Not a word. How many professed Christians today are not out there fishing for men? And I want to tell you why you're not fishing for men. Because you're not following Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew 4:17, he who followeth me, I'll make him to become a fisher of men. This kid claimed to be a Christian, a pastor's kid. He grew up for years, and I was in a band for 3 years with this kid, and he never said one word to me about Jesus Christ as he was living like the devil every day that I seen him. Why? Because the devil had his heart. That's why. He was hiding his faith? Nope, he didn't have any faith. Okay, well, maybe like that of Lauren Daigle and other professors, it was just because, I don't know, maybe he loved me too much like Lauren Daigle loved them homosexuals too much. What do you think? Not.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.